Blog Talk Radio.
Living God, in the name of Jesus. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God. As we come before you on this evening, once again, to continue with the reading word of the God that we love and we know through the King James Version of the Holy Bible. Once again, we give God praise, honor, and glory for who he is and all of what he's done. We thank God in the name of Jesus on today that once again we have breath in our body. We're blessed with a reasonable portion of health. And we thank God in the name of Jesus for allowing us to have a right state of mind. Praise God. And we truly give God praise, honor, and glory for the things that we know not about. But we thank God for the things that he has done for us on today. Once again, I give God praise, honor, and glory on today. And I also would like to acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. And I also acknowledge those who listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, in the archives, or however you come forth with any type of social media towards us. God bless each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Once again, we come forth to you on today to continue with the reading of the Word of God. And before we go any further, let's have a moment of prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, again, dear God, we humble ourselves in Jesus' name to give you praise, honor, and glory for who you are and all of what you've done. Father God, we know in the name of Jesus that we can do all things through you, which gives us strength. But we be without you, Father God, we can do nothing in the name of Jesus. And it's that we thank you that we exist, and we thank you that we're alive, and we thank you that we're here on today to share in your word once again. Father God, we thank you as we give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, praise God. We're coming out of 1 Kings, praise God, chapter 9. As we continue to read the Word of God, continue to bless us, pray for us, and just continue to encourage us, continue to bring forth the Word of God. Let us read. And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all Solomon's desire, which he was pleased to do, that the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared unto him in Gibeon. And the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication, and thou hast made before me. I have hallowed this house, which thou hast built, that put my name there forever. In my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and wilt keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel, but it shall be at all turned from following me, yea, or your children, and will not keep my commandments and my statutes, which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them. Then will I cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them, and this house which I have hallowed for my name will I cast out of my sight, and Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among the, all people. And it's at this house, which is high, everyone that passeth by it shall be established and shall hiss. And they shall say, why hath the Lord done thus unto this land and to this house? And they shall answer, because they forsook the Lord their God, who brought forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and have taken hold upon other gods, and have worshipped them, and served them. Therefore hath the Lord brought upon them all this evil. And it came to pass at the end of the 20 years, when Solomon had built the two houses, the house of the Lord and the king's house. Now Hiram, the king of Tyre, had finished Solomon's with cedar work, trees and fir trees, and with gold, according to all his desires. That then King Solomon gave Hiram of 20 cities in the land of Galilee. And Hiram came out from Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him, and they pleased him not. And he said, what cities are these which thou hast given me, my brother? And he called them the land of Sebu unto this day. And Haran said to the king, 60 talents of gold. And this is the reason of the levy which King Solomon raised, and to build the house of the Lord, and his own house, and Milo, and the wall of Jerusalem, and Hazor, and Migdol, and Gezer. And for Pharaoh, king of Egypt, had gone up and taken Gezer, and burnt it with fire and slain the Canaanites and that dwell in the cities and given it to the present unto his daughter, Solomon's wife. And Solomon built Gezer and Bethlehem, the neither, and Bala, the Tamar, and the wilderness in the land, and all the city of store that Solomon had, and cities for his chariots, and cities for his horsemen, and that which Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem and in Lebanon, and in all the land of dominion, and all the people that were left of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hephites, and Jebusites, which were not of the children of Israel. Their children that were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel also were not able utterly to destroy, upon those did Solomon levy a tribute of bond service unto this day. But of the children of Israel did Solomon make no bondmen, but they were men of war, and his servants, and his princes, his captains, and rulers, and his chariots, and his horsemen. These were the chiefs of the officers that were over Solomon's work, 550, which bar rule over the people that wrought in the work. Pharaoh's daughter came up out of the city of David unto the house which Solomon had built for her. Then did he build Milo. And three times in the year did Solomon offer burnt offerings and peace offerings upon the altar which he built unto the Lord. And he burnt incense upon the altar that was before the Lord. So he finished the house. And King Solomon made a navy of ships in Ezion Geber, which is inside Elah, on the shore of the Red Sea in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent in the navy his servant, shipment that had knowledge of the sea, with the servants of Solomon. And they came to Ophrah and fetched for the tenth gold for 120 talents and brought it to King Solomon. Chapter 10. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bore spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed and with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom, and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupper bearers, and his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, "It was a true report that I heard in my own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believe not the words until I come, and mine eyes had seen it, and behold, and have was not told me. Thy wisdom in prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. Happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighteth in thee, to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king to judgment and justice. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold and of spices very great store, and precious stones. There came no more such abundance of spices as these which the queen of Sheba gave to the king Solomon, and the navy also he of Hiram that bought gold from Ophir, bought in from Ophir great plenty of almug trees and precious stones. And the king made of the almug trees pillars of the house of the Lord, and for the king's house, harps also, and psalteries for singers. There came no such almug trees, nor was seen unto this day that King Solomon gave unto the queen of Sheba all her desires, whatsoever she asked, besides that which Solomon gave her on his royal bounty. So she turned and went to her own country, she and her servants. Now the weight of the gold that came to Solomon in the 1 year is 666 talents. Besides that, he had of the merchantmen and of the traffic of the spices merchants, and of all the kings of Arabia, and of the governors of the country. And King Solomon made 200 talents of beaten wood, gold. 600 shekels of gold went to one talent, and he made 300 shields of beaten gold. 3 pounds of gold went on one shield, and the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory and overlaid it with the best gold. The throne had 6 steps, and the top of the throne was round behind, and there was stays of either side on the place of the seat, and 2 lions stood beside the stays, and 12 lions stood there on the one side and one on the other upon the 6 steps. There was not the like made in any kingdom. And all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold. And all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were the pure gold. Now, where of the silver, it was nothing accounted of in the days of Solomon. For the king had sea, a navy of Tarshish with the navy of Hiram. Once in 3 years came the navy of Tarshish, bringing gold and silver, ivory and apes. And King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver and vessels of gold and pomegranates, garments and armor and spices and horses and mules, a rate year by year. And Solomon gathered together chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, whom he bestowed in the cities of the chariots, and with the king of Jerusalem. And the king made silver to be in Jerusalem as stones and cedars made he to be as the sycamore trees that are in the vale for abundance. And Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt and linen yarn, and king's merchants received the linen yarn at a price. And the chariot came up and went out of Egypt for 600 shekels of silver, and the horses for 150, and so for all the kings of the Hittites, and for the kings of Syria, did they bring them out by their means. Chapter 11. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Hamites, Edomites, Zedomites, and the Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon cleave unto these in love. And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David, his father. For Solomon went after Asherah, the goddess of the Zidians, and after Milcom, the domination of the Amorites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and were not fully after the Lord, as did David his father. Then did Solomon build a high place for Chemosh, the Ammonition of Moab, in the hill that was before Jerusalem, and for Molech, the domination of the children of Ammon. And likewise did he for all his strange wives, which burnt incense and sacrificed unto their gods. And the Lord was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice. And he commanded him concerning this thing that he should not go after the gods. But he kept not that which the Lord commanded. Wherefore the Lord said unto Solomon, for as much as this is done of thee, and thou hast not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded thee, I will surely rend the kingdom from thee and give it to thy servant. Notwithstanding in thy days, I will not do it for David thy father's sake, but I will rend it out of the hand of thy son. I will not rend away all the kingdom, but will give one tribe to thy son for David, my servant's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, which I have chosen. And the Lord stirred up an adversary unto Solomon, Adad, the Edomite. He was the king's seed in Edom, for it came to pass when David was in Edom, and Joab, the captain of the host, was gone up to bury the slain after he had smitten every male in Edom. For 6 months did Joab remain there with Israel until he had cut off every male in Edom. The hated fled. He and certain Edomites of his father's servants with him to go into Egypt, hated being yet a little child. And they arose out of Midian and came to Paran, and they took men with them out of Paran, and they came to Egypt unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, which gave him a house, and appointed him victuals, and gave him land. And Hadad found great favor in the sight of Pharaoh, so that he gave him to wife the sister of his own wife, the sister of the Tepians, the queen, and the sister of the Tepians bore him Jenobeth, his son, whom Tepians weaned in Pharaoh's house. And Jenobeth was in Pharaoh's household among the sons of Pharaoh. And when Hadad heard in Egypt that David slept with his fathers, and Jeb, the captain of the host, was dead, Hadad said to Pharaoh, "Let me depart, that I may go to my own country." And Pharaoh said unto him, "But what hast thou lacked with me, that, behold, thou seest to go to thy own country?" And he answered, "Nothing, howbeit, let me go in any wise." And God stirred him up another adversary, raising the son of Eliabdah, which fled from his lord Adadezer, king of Zobah. And he gathered men unto him and became captain over the band when David slew them of Zobah. And they went to Damascus and dwelt therein and reigned in Damascus. And he was an adversary to the Israel all the days of Solomon, because the mischief of Hadad did, and he had Israel and reigned over Syria. And Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, the Ephrathite, of Zerda, Solomon's servant, whose mother's name was Zerah, a widow woman, even he lifted up his hand against the king. And this was the cause that he lifted up his hand against the king. Solomon built Milo and repaired the breaches of the city of David his father. And the man Jeroboam was the mighty man of valor. And Solomon, seeing the young man that he was industrious, he made him ruler over all the charge of the house of Joseph. And it came to pass at that time when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, that prophet Ahijah the Shilonite found him in the way, and he had clad himself with a new garment, and they too were along in the field. And Ahijah caught the new garment that was on him and rent it in 12 pieces, he said to Jeroboam, take the 10 pieces of this. Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, behold, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon. I will give 10 tribes to thee. But he shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, because that they have forsaken me and have worshipped Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zodians, Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my statutes and my judgments, as did David his father. Oh, be it. I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, but I will make him prince all the days of his life for David my servant's sake, whom I choose, because he kept my commandments and my statutes. But I will take the kingdom out of his hand, his son's hand, and will give it unto thee, even 10 tribes. And unto his son will I give one tribe, that David, my servant, may have a light always before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen me to put my name there. And I will take thee, and thou shalt reign according to all that thou so desire, and shalt be king over Israel. And it shall be, if thou wilt hearken unto all that I command thee, and wilt walk in my ways, and do that is right in my sight, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as David my servant did, that I will be with thee, and build thee a sure house, as I built for David, and will give Israel unto thee. And I will for this affect the seed of David, but not forever. Solomon sought therefore to kill Jeroboam, and Jeroboam arose and fled into Egypt unto Shishak, king of Egypt, and was in Egypt until the death of Solomon. And the rest of the acts of Solomon and all that he did and his wisdom, that they are not written in the book of the acts of Solomon. And the time that Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel was 40 years. And Solomon kept with his father and was buried in the city of David, his father, and Rehoboam, his son, reigned in his stead. Chapter 12. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel were come to Shechem to make him king. And it came to pass with Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who was yet in Egypt, heard of it, for he was fled from the presence of the king Solomon, and Jeroboam dwelt in Egypt, that they sent and called him. And Jeroboam at all the congregation of Israel came and spake unto Jeroboam, saying, thy father made a yoke grievous. Now therefore make thou the grievous presence of thy father, and his heavy yoke which he put upon us, lighter and we will serve thee. And he said unto them, depart yet for 3 days. Then ye come again to me. And the people departed. And King Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, and said, how do ye advise that I may answer this people? And they spake unto him, saying, if thou wilt be a servant unto this people this day, and wilt serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be thy servants forever. But he forsook the counsel of the old man, which they had given him, and consulted with the young men that were grown up with him, and which stood before him. And he said unto them, what cause, counsel, give ye that we may answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, make the yoke which thy father did put upon us lighter? And the young men that were grown up with him spake unto him, saying, thus shalt thou speak unto the people that spake unto thee, saying, thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou it lighter unto us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, my little finger shall be thicker than any father's loins. And now, whereas my father did lay you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. Your fathers have chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had appointed, saying, come to me again the third day. The king answered the people roughly, and forsook the old men's counsel that they gave him, and spake to him after the counsel of the young men, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, and I will add to your yoke. My father also chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. Wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was for the Lord, that he might perform his saying which the Lord spoke unto Ahijah, the Shilonite of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. So when all Israel saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered the king, saying, what portion have we to David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse for your tent. Or Israel, now see that thine own house, David. So Israel departed unto their tents. But as for the children of Israel, which dwelt in the city of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them, and King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was over the tribute, and all Israel stoned him with stones, that he died. Therefore King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day. And it came to pass, when all Israel heard that Jeroboam was come on again, that they sent and called him unto the congregation and made him king over all to Israel. There was none that followed the house of David, but the tribe of Judah only. And when Rehoboam was come to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah with the tribe of Benjamin, 84,000 chosen men, which were warriors, to fight against the house of Israel, to bring the kingdom against Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. But the word of God came unto Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, speak unto Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and unto all the house of Judah and Benjamin, and the raiment of the people, saying, thus saith the Lord, ye shall not go up, nor fight against your brethren, the children of Israel. Return every man to his house. For this thing is for you. Hearken therefore to the words of the Lord. I return to depart according to the word of the Lord. And he set the one of in Bethel, and the others put he in Dan. And this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. And he made a house of high places and made priest of the lowest of the people, which were not of the sons of Levi. And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the eighth month, on the 15th day of the month, like unto the feast that is in Judah. And he offered upon the altar. So did he in Bethel, sacrificing unto the calves and that he had made. And he placed in Bethel the priest of the high places which he had made. So he offered upon the altar which he had made in Bethel the 15th day of the 8th month, even in the month which he had devised of his own heart, and ordained a feast unto the children of Israel. And he offered upon the altar and burnt incense. Amen. Praise God. I want to say hallelujah, praise God, and glory to his name. Praise God. We're in 1 Kings chapter 13, continuously moving on as we read through the Bible, Genesis to Revelation. We thank God for today. Once again, I want to give honor to my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, in the name of Jesus. On this day of 6-9 of 2021, we're truly blessed. We want to give God praise, honor, and glory for on today. We turn back on tomorrow as we continue reading the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. And just remember, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Be blessed. Amen.
No weapon.